Dave, how are you?
Good, Tony. What's new?
The Lions. You know, Dave, I've always said something. As popular as the Red Wings are, and they've won a championship in our lifetime, as popular as the Pistons are, they've won a couple of championships, as popular as Michigan and Michigan State are, as popular as the Tigers are, I always thought that if the Lions would win a Super Bowl, the celebration would go way beyond any championship that those teams had won, because football is king.
Yeah, no, I think we're seeing some of that now, just the buzz that's been, circulating about this team for a couple months now, and really now that they've started 2-0, I think everybody's, even more people are hopping on the bandwagon, and everybody's starting to believe this could be the case, and maybe they have a playoff team, and I think there definitely is a lot of excitement around this team right now.
Tell me what it's like when you go to work, when you go to practice, when you go to the games to cover the games. What are the other sports writers and sportscasters saying to you? What are you noticing about the fans and the vibe at the games?
I think the games have been fuller and louder than years past. I mean, sell out last week, and it was a good crowd, and I guess you expect that in the opener, and there were still some of the club seats were open, but no, I think there's a palpable excitement about this team and what they can do this year, and you always get some of that locally, but really the buzz nationally has been it's been a roar, recently, because it's been so loud. So many people are buying in across the board. You see them ranked fifth in various power rankings and things like that. That's just something that, the Lions, the last decade, you'd never see with this team, with this organization.
All right, they've played two teams in Tampa and Kansas City that aren't very good. We're going to learn a lot more. Even though the Vikings are 0-2, they'll still be tough on the road. And then they have Dallas. So we'll, I would imagine, get a real sense of how good the Lions are or are not.
Well, I think, they got a few winnable games here. I mean, they should, even though they haven't won in Minnesota since 1997, I think that's a game they should win. Dallas, if Tony Romo's not playing, Miles Austin is out, that's another game that they could win, even though it's on the road. And if you win three road games in a season, that's a pretty good deal. You should win most of your home games, and to pick up three road wins, that might make you a playoff team right there. But you're right, we're going to find out a lot more as the season goes on. Especially later in the year, they play New Orleans, they play Atlanta, Chicago twice, Green Bay twice. So they got their toughest road is still ahead.
All right, the Vikings are 0-2. Donovan McNabb is at the helm, but he has struggled. The team has struggled. Anything to worry about on their end?
Well, like I said, the Lions haven't won there in 14 years, so it's definitely not a place that you feel comfortable going into if you're a Lions fan. And they do have Adrian Peterson. So as bad as Donovan McNabb has looked, I think, Peterson is stopping him is the real key to winning. And he's a guy that's had some good games against the Lions in the past. I think he ran for 160 yards against Detroit the first time they played last year. So as bad as Minnesota has looked at times this year, it's not going to be an easy game.
All right, Tim. Now, before I let you go, Dave, I know that at different times you've covered Michigan and Michigan State. Just give us your impressions on what you've seen from the Spartans so far.
Honestly, I haven't watched them a whole lot. Saturdays being travel days and spending time with the family. But, I think it was a disappointing loss last week, obviously. But I wouldn't get too down on them if I was a Michigan State fan. Again, at Notre Dame. Even though Notre Dame didn't look that great against Michigan, it's not an easy win over there. So, I think Michigan State's still probably looking at a, 8-win sort of season, a decent bowl game. I think they can, if they beat Michigan here a couple weeks, that's everything will be right with the world again for Michigan State fans.
All right, Dave Burkett, you can read his piece front page of the Detroit Free Press, and he's got a couple of other stories inside about the Lions. Dave, thanks so much. I hope you and the family are well.
Hey, no problem, Tony. I'll do it again.